We're going to stay on the markets and bring in our next guest, Matt Maley, Managing Director and Equity Strategist at Miller Tabak. Mac, thank you so much for being with us today. So what a month it has been. But is January just the barometer of what is to come, or have we actually seen the bottom? Does February get any better, particularly as markets now start to sort of factor in 5 rate hikes?
Yeah, that's, well, two things. Number one is that this whole thing about January being barometer, and it is true. I mean, there's no question that January goes the rest of the year. But I mean, in either direction, just think about it. I mean, if you're sitting there this summer and we have some unbelievably great news, you can make whatever up you want, but you can get some really, really bullish news. What are you going to say? Oh my gosh, January was a down year, so I'm not going to buy any stocks. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So it's more of a trivia thing than anything else. Having said that, I do worry that we will have lower lows eventually in this market. We'll see bounces along the way like we're seeing today, and I think this one is one that could last for a little while anyway. But the problem is what the Fed is doing. I mean, they're just beginning their tightening cycle, and the biggest concern for me is that leverage, stimulus that they added gave investors, especially institutional investors, a lot of confidence to add a lot of leverage. Now that they're tightening, they're going to have to unwind some of that leverage, and only some of that has been unwound. As more of it gets unwound, I think we're going to have to see the market come back in again.
Yeah, Matt, leverage works both ways, that's for sure. I want to ask you where you stand on rate hikes. How many do you see, and do you think that perhaps markets are being too aggressive in factoring those hikes in, and that's leading to markets being oversold? In that case, is this the opportunity to perhaps step in and buy some of the stocks that are on sale?
Well, one of the things we learn is it's 5, even though I think Bank of America is looking for 7 rate hikes this year, that are at least eventually. And so that seems to be extreme to me. I mean, one of the things is that at some point, these rate hikes are going to have an impact on the economy and should slow things down. So I'm thinking more in the 4 rate hike type of situation. The problem is I don't think the market's fully price that in yet. I mean, a 10% pullback, we got at the lows last week in the S&P 500. We're still just barely below 20 times earnings. As interest rates move higher, the justification for a high multiple like that is just not going to be there. So I think that even if rates, I guess my point is the fact that we may not get 5 or 7 rate hikes isn't really a reason to think that we can't go lower. As you just mentioned, leverage works in both ways, and at some point, I think we'll really see more of de-risking and de-leveraging to take place.
So then, what is your opinion as far as buying into tech? Because it's had a big rout. It's off to its worst start ever, tied for that since 2008 at the moment. But then, do you see, the opportunities to buy selectively in the tech sector, or is that something that you stay away from completely at this point because it's just too volatile right now?
Well, obviously, certain areas of the tech market, you don't ever want to completely avoid. I mean, one of the things that's a little too bad is that, like, Apple Computer, when they reported their great earnings, it saw a big rally. It's rallying further today, and it's already retraced almost two-thirds of its sell-off already. And so it's like people are really going in after these, the high-quality names in this bounce. The problem is they're still somewhat expensive on a historical basis for themselves. So stocks like Microsoft and Apple and some of these bigger names, I think we'll have to pull back a little bit more, but I think that's going to provide a great opportunity to buy on weakness. Again, I think we'll see lower lows, but corrections are things to be embraced, not to be feared. But if we do get a few more bounces along here, raise a little cash so you have some money to put into things when they start to throw the baby out with the bathwater later this year.
Matt, we've seen some mixed earnings. We're in the thick of earnings season right now. You mentioned Apple that came in with that big beat, and thank goodness markets reacted, the NASDAQ reacted and got a lift out of that. How important are earnings this week from Alphabet and Amazon that are coming in? What do you need to see to them? How important is the growth margin story? And then do you think at this point earnings have lost some of their ability to sort of shore up and provide stability to markets?
One of the things about these earnings that I'm worried about, to answer the first half of your question first, is that the earnings have been, remember last quarter, the earnings were so really, really spectacular. Those were the third quarter earnings that, of course, reported in the fourth quarter. And those numbers, as good as they were, they still, the guidance wasn't enough to raise 2022 earnings. Remember, in the first two quarters, they raised earnings by 20%. It was a big increase. This time they didn't. Now, so far this quarter, they're doing nothing has moved up either. So I'm worried that these 2022 earnings aren't going to move higher like they did in the first half of last year. And if that's the case, again, in an expensive market, that's a bit of a concern. However, you know, for the stocks that do report those good earnings, people, I think, are, especially with the high-quality names like an Apple, like an Amazon, and like especially a Google, those stocks are going to hold up quite well. They'll do very well. So, again, I'm sure we've all heard a lot in recent weeks that it's going to be a stock picker's market. The way these stocks are reacting to earnings, I think, really highlights this, and it's going to be something that's going to be important the rest of the year.
So then in an environment when growth is slowing, inflation isn't going anywhere, volatility is still very much around, where do we look to help, you know, shore up our portfolio? What sectors are you most interested in? Is it commodities? Is it energy? Where are you looking?
You know, it's interesting. I've been very, very bullish on the commodity market for commodities since June of 2020, and really bullish on the energy sector so always since way back in October of 2020, a little bit later that year. So it's been 16 months. Having said that, the group is getting quite extended. Crude oil is getting extended on a technical basis. And as a former trader, I like to look at technicals. And so I think this is a group I don't want to chase right now because it had such a great move. But don't be afraid to buy it on any kind of weakness. I'm not saying sell your stocks at all. These groups should do very well. Hard assets do well in inflationary environment, and certainly crude oil is one of those areas. The one thing I would mention, though, for people, and again, this is more of a short-term trade, people who got a little bit more risk tolerance and want to make a trade, is look at the biotech area. The IBB biotech ETF is the most oversold on its weekly RSI chart, relative strength index. So most oversold has been in 20 years. Now, again, there's, you know, it's an election year. There might be some more issues on drug pricing and things like that. But on a purely technical basis, it looks like one where short-term traders could take advantage of to see a nice little bounce here.
All right. Trade based on your tolerance. I think that's good advice. All right. We'll have to leave it there. Matt Maley, Managing Director and Equity Strategist at Miller Tabak. Thanks for stopping by today.